is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, and, sort of bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Friends, phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. And if you'd like to be my friend, please do so. Bradley Dean, and you can follow me on my Twitter account as well, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to jump on the line with us, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Bradley Dean, the Gay Manifesto is a dangerous reality, not a harmless satire. We talked about it yesterday for quite some time, but I want to bring everybody's attention to it again. It's on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio. Speaking of brains in somebody else's head, this was a comment that was given to us by Rich. I just got the story up, too. He posted this story. Said, rarely do I see something in a post I don't already know about, but you guys always have something to show me that is a new revelation. That revelation being coming from the Spirit of Christ. And where is it? It's aggressive. It's bringing truth. It's bringing reality.
True that, but I also think it's just pushing back a little bit harder and
that's
pushing
sure.
in a little bit harder.
Yep.
And like Toto, pulling the curtain off of the Wizard of Oz who wanted to use fear, oppression.
Dog.
To control those people.
And what happened when the people saw the curtain pulled back?
Yes.
And took
they
over
got
that
mad.
Giant.
That's
they
right.
found out he's not really a giant. What are we doing?
That's right.
I got a lion over here. I've got a scarecrow and a tin man. And I've got Dorothy and I got a dog. We can easily take over the giant.
Remember what Saul Alinsky said? Saul
yes.
Alinsky said that we yeah. want the enemy to believe that we're a lot yeah. bigger than we really
yeah.
are
it's,
or a lot stronger than we really are.
That's right. It's not
deception.
What we actually have. It's what the enemy thinks we have.
That was Hitler's... deception,
yeah,
right there.
Always.
That's why you had Joseph
dictator.
Goebbels. That's right.
right. Any dictator, any group of people or nation of people are not just going to march into destruction.
Yeah.
They have to be tricked into that somehow. So you can be made ignorant if you'd like. Anybody who expects to be ignorant free, as Jefferson said, expects what never was and never will be.
Or stuck on stupid.
That's right. Stuck on
lingo.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Don't be stuck
I mean,
on
I wasn't
stupid.
Here yesterday because I was sicker than a dog.
Sick as a dog.
Yeah, and I thought about that, sicker than a dog. So when you say you're sicker than a dog, what does it really mean when you're sicker than a dog?
I don't know.
I don't either, because I've never really seen a dog that's been sick before.
Sick, and they get sick, maybe?
I don't know.
That's
one we need revelation on.
We also got a comment from Carl on that article.
Are you ignoring me, Jake?
No.
Well, I was just curious. How would you come up with sicker than a dog?
I have no idea.
Really?
No.
Maybe we should call the Humane Society or something.
Maybe they could tell us?
Probably.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I don't know much
maybe,
about dogs. I'm not even an animal
maybe even
guy.
Cass
I don't like
Can
Cass, he can tell us.
Probably.
Sure.
I would think so. Professor.
He'd like communicate with
at Harvard, correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
He believes that animals should have
there was a queer,
attorneys.
Or, there was a woman who brought, well,
Alina
maybe she's
Kagan,
a man.
Queer
I don't
find,
know. She's not sure what she is, but she's not sure what anybody is. But anyways, I think she's the one who brought
well, she's
him
so
in.
Mad at who she is that she wants to be
that's
somebody
probably,
she's not.
That's right.
Right.
Or something she's not.
That's right.
Maybe it's both.
I mean, really what it comes down to, people listen to this radio show and people read our articles because they know that we're just calling it for what it really is. And criminals don't like that.
Take it
you remember,
down.
Friends, criminals don't like cops. Remember? Right. Yeah, they call them pigs. Yes. And what's your government doing today, friends? Calling those that walk in the light of Christ, what are they That's calling right. them?
Mm-hmm.
Terrorists?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
hey,
man, it's almost like this. It's almost like this this basketball player. I don't know if you hit on this yesterday, but he was talking about how he's gay and he received a phone call from this criminal in office.
Uh-huh.
Encouraging him in his homosexuality.
His crimes, yeah.
Yeah. And
against nature.
And right. And then you see a Tim Tebow being criticized and demonized and vilified for wearing John 3:16 on his face.
Or standing up for life.
It shows you.
Commercial.
It shows you exactly what's going on and who they're at war with. Now I guess they're the Pentagon or the Defense Department is even wanting to get in there and now prosecute military who share their faith.
Yeah. So if you're a chaplain and you're in the military, but I will say that there was major blowback. They then released a statement.
No. I don't care if we got blowback or not. These people should be prosecuted mm-hmm. for even suggesting prosecution for who we are as a people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the great wonder of the age that this administration is still there today. And don't give me, well, he was voted back in. You want to believe that deception? You go ahead and go right along with it. Speaking of which, Jake,
mm-hmm.
did you see this little pansy come out? By the way, for those that didn't know, Romney was supporting NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, now that we're talking about this topic, a pedophilia organization. He also supported Planned Parenthood from his personal income, and he was an anti-gunner, for those that didn't think for themselves. And what's interesting now is his sidekick, the little sidekick pansy, Ryan, came out now in support of homosexual marriage. Did you see this?
Paul Ryan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, there must be like little bonus packages for those to come out like that. But, mm-hmm. folks, it shows you how corrupt these people are, selling their soul. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?
And your country, by the way.
And let me remind you again, less than 1.7% of the population is what you're up against. And you have these criminals in government that are trying to advocate crimes only which is found in a government interest. Why? To control the people, to throw off your sovereignty, friends. Forget it not.
You know, just to make that to make the point, you brought up Tim Tebow for a minute. He barely even whispers the gospel, and they come after him with a vengeance.
He needs to quit whispering his faith. He needs to stand up, and I don't think he can get any more bold than writing it on your face.
No.
When it comes down to responding to his persecutors, he needs to stand up in their face.
Yes, but to make this point, it's just a little bit. If he stands up a little bit, they go after him. Now, back in the day, whenever crime came up, the righteous would go after it right at its inception. So now you have over here on the other side, you have the criminal standing up. Is there any blowback to this black basketball player saying, I'm sexually perverted, everybody, here I am.
Yeah.
He gets a call from the president going to the military, to your point next. Because there was blowback from this when they said, you know, if you proselytize, you could get court-martialed. But the blowback was, hey, you can't say that. Now, if you flip the roles, they would have attacked and bludgeoned, and they would have been kicked out, they would have been fired, there would have been something that happened that they would have to cough up as some type of an apology for what they did, and there would have been damages filed. So what I'm getting at is that righteousness now is the one that is being assailed.
Yeah, your government should be
instead of the other way.
That's right, exactly. Government should be on the side of righteousness. Not the other way around.
Persecuting crime and criminals. But instead you have government comprised of criminals protecting crime and then aggressively pursuing
righteous.
You
seen Eric Holder the other day defending Muslims?
Oh, I didn't see the Muslims.
After the Boston bombing, supposedly?
I'm sure.
He's defending the Muslims, friends, not to basically go after them for what they did. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about woe unto those that call good evil and evil good.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
People are realizing that the only way we're going to break free from this beast and that everybody's just bowing down to is to stand up and realize we are the ones that's going to change things. Not political leaders, not religious leaders. The little man. And the only way I've learned this thing is from listening to people like you who've actually taken a real risk with your lives and your family and your respect. And I'm really appreciating you guys doing what you're doing, and I'm out here fighting with you, man.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
To the Sons of Liberty friends, if you'd like to check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio, or check me out, Bradley Dean. Befriend me if you would, if you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only deceiving yourselves. Now, friends, we got onto two little rabbit trails here, and I like it when we have radio in such a fashion because it's prophetic stuff. And in saying that, let's go back to the Tebow and the basketball player that came out and he got a phone call from the criminal in the office. Mm-hmm. Any criminal he is, by the way, friends. But in saying that, it's interesting that another homosexual, Jake, without saying the name, share with the people what you just told me during the break.
Oh, I was thinking, and it's part of what I was talking about yesterday, is that it's like this funny thing. I'm like, okay, this guy's dressing up like a girl, right?
Yeah.
And he's on TV, and he, you know, and it was like, I was a heathen kid, you know, I grew up, didn't care about church or anything like that, didn't really care about holiness. So to me, I'm like, look at this clown, he's on TV dressed like a girl. What a weirdo.
Yeah.
But from my mind, I thought, okay, when he's done, he takes off all the weird stuff because it's just his gig.
Yeah.
And he goes home to his wife or his kid, you know, whatever. He goes to his girlfriend and things like that. I didn't really think this was, like, serious, but that was the facade. That's how they get the foot in the door.
Right. And then I shared with you, remember when you were a little kid, you watched Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Remember that?
Yeah.
And what they did is they allured the little kids into the cage by, what, offering what? Candy.
Like lollipops.
That's exactly right. So we have the sickest of the sick saying, I'm still gayer than you are.
I'm sicker than you.
So, friends, where does this stop? I lay this to your candor, friends. I lay this to your responsibility. Where does this stop? It doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. You want to get, just when you think it's become more carnal,
mm-hmm.
it becomes even more debased and more carnal. Stupid idiots is really what it means. It truly does mean that if it finds out to be stupid.
And when you open, when you allow those doors to be open, I mean, just as an example, and I don't like tearing into all these different areas. Oh, the gays are winning, or the homos are winning. If you go to Duke University, you see right now that they're upping tuition to help pay for, I believe it's sex changes or something, for transgender students. I mean, what in the world does that have to do with anything? Pretty soon, sin then doesn't just apply to the individual that's committing the sin. Sin will then expand to apply to everybody condoning or right. I'll give you an example at this conference.
No. Right. Hang on a second. You got to stay your course because I was just going to share with the people. For those that didn't know, the joke that you were talking about of the transvestite, which is an abomination in the sight of God.
Yes, clearly.
It's interesting that Giuliani, too, in New York, Mayor Giuliani, for those that didn't know, friends, during the gay pride parades, he's dressed up like a drag queen.
Oh, that's
most
what
people.
Was.
Oh, people didn't know this.
No, I knew he dressed up like as a. They got pictures of him dressed up as a girl. I didn't know it was during the gay pride parades.
Yeah, he's dressing up as. How could you within yourself do something like that if it wasn't in you to actually be what you're portraying?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like as a kid, just as an example, I didn't care about holiness, didn't care about the Bible, didn't know that it was an abomination.
But your conscience is still at work.
Yeah, so I'll give you an example. This kid went out and he played tennis and he had to make a joke to get attention. He had this like skirt, he had this like puffy like ballerina thing on. So he goes out there and he makes a fool out of himself. He takes it off and he goes, that really wasn't ingrained in his mind that, hey, I'm a homo and I'm a transvestite and stuff like this. But you take it a step further in society once you allow that. These people really are serious.
Yeah.
These people are serious. So those that think it's a funny game, like the kids in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, they think it's just a sucker to be played with.
Yeah.
They're going to keep getting led on. And then pretty soon, then the gate closes. Yeah. And, hey, we just want to let you know it's not a game. And you're going to accept
that's
this.
That's right.
Or we're going to slam it down your throat. If you don't like it, well, then we're going to prosecute you. We're going to persecute you.
Well, that's exactly what we're saying. Exactly.
And then you look at that and you see how it's like with the brush. I mean, they take that paint, if you will, and they put it through all of society. So now it's no longer you have to accept it. Now we're going to federally fund it. Now we're going to force it down your children's throats. So if you don't nip sin immediately, because what you see in society right now is anytime a Christian would stand, they get attacked instantaneously. It's supposed to be the other way around. A criminal should be being attacked instantaneously to slam that door shut again.
Of course.
And you stay right there.
Of course.
But that's the part that's been flipped. And that's where the righteous, going to the point that you made in the very beginning, is that with the Sons of Liberty, or even the piece that we played with Trey Gowdy yesterday, you need to take 10 steps forward. It's not enough to say, oh, well, did you apologize for saying Pentagon?
Right.
You know?
They're asking for an apology because they want to be the man in front of the people.
An apology.
That's it.
And that's
doing not
what?
Prosecution, not judgment, which is the guardian of liberty. Just tell them you're sorry, and we'll leave you alone. So let's go back to this guy that was on the tennis court that you knew.
Yeah. Well,
what did he do?
He was a kid from an opposing team that I recall from high school.
But you almost sound like you're justifying it. Are you justifying it?
No. What I'm saying.
I think it's pretty twisted even to think that.
Absolutely.
Know from where I'm from, you'd have got beat up for even suggesting anything. Yep. That's stupid.
That's right. So nowadays, I mean, you put those generations. Generations keep drinking the Kool-Aid. Kids think this is a joke. They're not seriously taking it serious. But the trap is that
of
it
course.
Is.
Right.
So that's all I'm saying is you got this kid who's just being brain dead. He's going out there doing it. He's not a transvestite. He's not homosexual. He's not gay. He's getting
But I understand what you're saying, Jake, but I'm still, why are you justifying a kid that thinks it's funny? And
I'm not. I'm showing the danger of that kid thinking it's funny
because
it's not.
But what I'm trying to get to is the kid that did it. What's inside of him for him to think that's funny? I don't even think that's funny.
Yeah.
There's nothing normal about a little boy trying to be a woman or acting like a woman. There's nothing inside of that little boy.
No, it's completely wrong.
Well,
there's
a strong check when someone even tries to get away with doing something. I don't know anybody that's ever done that. And I mean, maybe, I don't know, just call me American or just call me patriot or just call me Christian. But I don't know people like that.
That's right.
And that's unacceptable behavior.
We shouldn't at all. But the point is if you keep allowing that to come in and you're not going to go after it, then that's going to be what's going to happen to kids' minds. They're going to think it's funny. It's just a game. And it will continue to progress until, going back to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the prison door shuts.
It's always been offensive to me. It's an offense. I mean, it's always been an offense to me. And anybody even walking around, when a woman is a woman, she's created to be a woman. And when a man is a man, he should act like a man. And when I see a man acting effeminate, it's such a twist in my spirit. It's like, dude, you know what? Yeah, you're a cool person, dude, but you need some seriously, someone needs to pry your eyes open here because you shouldn't be acting like that. And I don't care if you're a mama's boy or not. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, when I was a little kid, when my mom was around, I was a mama's boy where she was my dependency, and naturally so. But I never acted like my mom.
Yeah, you know, this kind of comes to mind, too. If you remember the old band Poison back in the 80s, one of their album covers, it was straight up women.
The same with Motley Crue. That was the whole 80s rock and roll scene.
Nobody thought, oh, that's perverted, that's weird. That was like, that's cool, that's the scene, that's how it comes in. And then later on you find out.
Yeah, but that wasn't a perversion of, that was long hair.
Well, they were like maked up like women and everything
like
that. Right,
but why would you go and equate that to what you're talking about, some little kid dressing up like a woman on a tennis court?
No, that was when I was... Well, he didn't dress up like a woman. He had a dress on. But that's beside the point.
Hang on a second. Do women wear dresses, Jake? Or are we going over to Scotland and you try to justify that?
No. It wasn't a kilt.
Okay, it wasn't a kilt.
It wasn't Scottish either.
Back in the 80s, that was the thing to do because that was rock
and
roll.
Dress like a woman. Yeah.
That was always rock and roll. And if you go back to the very inception of rock and roll, I mean, you look at Elvis Presley. I mean, his was a cape. By the way, for those that didn't know, he got all of his Grammys from gospel music, and his wife, as well as Elvis, knew that he was supposed to be a preacher, but Elvis didn't sell out to the things of God fully because he knew that a lot of people would be put out of work, which you cannot justify that in any sense of the word.
Perverted his call.
That's right. But in saying that, so you get over to the Beatles dressed like men, and then back in the 70s, you started getting the Alice Coopers who dressed up like a male Alice Cooper. I mean, that's self-explanatory, Alice Cooper. But I think there's a big difference. They weren't out there. One of the things with the rock and roll scene, and I'm not justifying that neither, is Poison was known for womanizing. They weren't known for being a bunch of perverts hanging out with men.
Until you find out that the guitar player actually was
That's
gay.
Right, but you're justifying this, Jake.
No,
I don't
I'm
understand
saying
why you're trying to justify this.
Well, I'm not. There's a point to this.
That's unacceptable.
It is. It's a perversion.
And it was totally.
And people accepted it.
No, people didn't accept it. People in the rock and roll scene didn't accept it.
No, not
you talk to any 80 or 90 rockers, it's not acceptable.
Yeah, not
I don't know of one person in the whole rock and roll scene until they started to push this homosexual agenda, all of a sudden they started to feel safe to come out of the closet. But there wasn't an issue prior to that. Never. And why didn't they come out? Because it was unacceptable.
Yep.
And it still is unacceptable. Even in the rock and roll scene, it's just still unacceptable.
Yep.
So, hey, anyways, we got 1 minute till the break. What I want to do is right when we come back, I want to talk about... I want to talk about Martin Luther King, Eric Liddell, Little, Benedict Arnold, Ben Franklin, Jesus Christ, David, Elijah, Jeremiah, Paul. And I just want to show you the contrast as to what the world says. For example, going back to the beginning of the show, you have a homosexual basketball player comes out. The state-run media and this administration praises that man, and yet you have a Tim Tebow who come out with John 3:16 on their face, and they vilify and demonize him. Friends, I want to tell you something. America's under a curse, and I'm telling you why, because when they begin to put light for darkness and darkness for light, it should tell you right then and there, you better stand up and do something about the problem. By the way, the criminal is telling on themselves
That's
in this
right.
sort of mentality. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What one generation tolerates, the next generation will embrace. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I want to play this piece by Eric Holder, and hopefully I can get to my topic today. And for those that didn't hear this, this is the Attorney General of the United States of America defending, friends, the Muslims in America. Now, I got to say this before we get rolling on this piece. I don't suggest or advocate harm to anybody. I'm not. But I think it's quite obvious when you have an administration attacking everybody in this country that agrees with the Constitution and agrees with the sworn enemies of America, you have a serious problem. And if you have a, as a matter of fact, there's bills being pushed through right now, friends, to stop Muslim infiltration, immigration into this country right now. It's getting pretty serious, friends.
It's a petition right
and
now
I'm going to start turning that direction. Because the stuff that I've seen come out on the Muslims, and I'm talking about radicals, I'm getting sick and tired of it. I really am. But in saying that, friends, what I want to do is I want you to hear it straight out of the horse's mouth, out of Sid's mouth, and his name is Eric Holder, the Attorney General. Listen carefully, and listen to Megyn Kelly. She'll set this up for you really quick. Go for it.
Attorney General Eric Holder speaking to the Anti-Defamation League yesterday, offering a brief condemnation of the Boston terror attacks, and most of his speech warning against any retaliation on Muslims.
Our investigation into this matter remains ongoing, and I want to assure you and all Americans that my colleagues and I are determined to hold accountable to the fullest extent of the law all of those who are responsible for this attack.
But unless they're Muslims, friends. Unless they're Muslims.
And whose law are we
referencing? Unless they're Muslims, friend. But keep in mind, these people are not calling them terrorists. Your government, friends, is not calling them terrorists. They're accusing you of being a terrorist if you have a gun. They're accusing you, America, of being a terrorist if you believe in the prevention of murder in the womb. Do you understand? This is aimed at you. This administration is aimed at you. And there's no getting... I mean, you can play stupid all day long if you want to. But if you want to just turn your shoulder and turn the other direction and walk away from it, you do to your own demise. Go ahead, finish it off.
But I also want to make clear that just as we will pursue relentlessly anyone who would target our people or attempt to terrorize our cities, the Justice Department is firmly committed to protecting innocent people against misguided acts of retaliation.
Okay, like for example, like the Black Panthers? Nope, won't prosecute Black Panthers. But if it's a white man that does the job, then they'll prosecute. See, because they're playing the race card, friends. And let me remind you, it does not belong to this generation. You mean like the shooter that killed how many people? What was it 13 or 14 of our men on a military base? Workplace violence? We'll not call it terrorism? Huh. That's interesting, friends. I mean, if we go back and we ask this administration the question, what happened September 11th, 2001? Who is responsible for that? Well, they won't say Muslims. They won't say radical Muslims. Why? Well, keep in mind, this administration is entertaining Muslims through Ramadan in the White House. There's even radical terrorist Muslims that is coming out now, friends, that have been inside of the White House. The radical Muslims are saying that the flag, the Muslim flag, will fly over the White House. I am stinking humored. I am humored. But the funny part is, friends, the joke's on you, and it's not funny that the American people sit down and tolerate this crime because it's being committed and aimed at you, friends. So when you just turn the other cheek with situations like as to what Eric Holder is saying right now, now listen, for the rest of the for the duration of this tape, he sits here and he defends those that committed the crime. Go ahead.
As Americans, we must not allow any group to be stigmatized or to be alienated.
Except Christians.
We must not tolerate acts of hatred. And we must reaffirm every day through our actions as well as our approach that justice and public safety are not in tension. They rely upon one another. Let us also resolve once more to help our fellow citizens to meet fear with reason. This is how we will honor the victims of the Boston Marathon bombings. Let us strive to confront ignorance with information. This is how we will strengthen the American family. And let us promote understanding, encourage open dialogue, and divert suspicious or prejudiced gazes with outstretched hands.
Michelle Malkin, who's a columnist in a Fox.
I'm curious. Okay, so we're to honor the victims.
Yep.
But the attorney general isn't to bring forth justice concerning the crime. And he won't call it for what it is. So there was a piece of paper showed where about 20% of what was talked about was concerning. Hang on a second here, folks. 20% of the paper had little to do with actually exposing.
I have a question.
Yeah.
We're going to protect those that are. You know, we're going to make sure that we don't rush to judgment on people. We're going to protect people. I'm thinking of many situations I can think of right now. I can think of George Zimmerman. The president made a comment and a statement to that. If I would have had a boy, it would have looked like Trayvon Martin. Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
You know, if I would have had a boy, he would have looked like Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, if somebody said something like that, you'd say, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
If somebody is guilty. But he speaks that. Why? Because he's going to justify the boy who was shot.
Well, 80% of it wasn't. It was all diversive measures.
Yeah.
It was getting your eyes off.
Off I am.
Yeah, this is about you. He kept bringing it back to you and honoring the victims and the American family. Wait a second. The American people want justice.
That's right.
And we want the criminals brought to justice. Hey, by the way, Eric Holder, who was the criminals? Oh, radical Islam.
Oh, some of those guys we just sent millions of dollars to, that we sent tanks to, that
of
we
course.
Sent planes to, that we're running maybe guns to. Who knows? But those are the guys that we... But we got to be careful not to rush to judgment. It was similar to what Bush said after 9/11.
Is it not a fact? If what took place in Boston during the marathon mm-hmm. was all true from A to Z,
yep.
then is it not a fact that it was Islamic terrorists?
Sounds like it.
That's exactly right. So why can't they call it for what it is? Yeah. Because they're too busy entertaining your enemies, friends, in the White House.
And
call
only,
it for what it
only
is.
Somebody that would seek to defer the guilt off of another party is going to be, they're going to be one with that party.
Accomplices.
Accomplices, yeah. Or compliant with that party. So it gets even more plainer. The more that they talk, even everything, because it was a canned speech that he was saying. I understood the rhetoric of what he was saying. You know, we need to be careful of this. We need to be careful of this. There was a lot of truth in the being careful of, because that's why we have a Fifth Amendment. That's why we have a right to a trial by jury. But hold on a second. Who are you defending? And what has been your conduct and your actions contrary when you've got, for example, Christians, or you have those that are protesting abortion, or you have those that stand up for traditional marriage, that you won't even... that's where you see what
America,
he's really saying. Is
America,
by his actions.
You're so stupid, saith he, that you don't even realize that I put guns into the hands of Mexican drug lords only to blame you for it. See, the American people just think, oh, no way, that's not real. Yeah. Oh, yes, it is real. By the way, there's 20% more of this conversation that I did not know we had. Go ahead and play it.
News contributor. So I have the relevant excerpt of the speech in front of me.
I don't want to hear her. Go to the next
this
point.
This is the part
right here, yeah.
Condemned what happened in Boston and said that they're going to go after the attackers. And this... All the rest of it is devoted to how he's not going to stand for retaliation against Muslims.
That's right. So 80% mm-hmm. of it was how he was not going to mm-hmm. tolerate retaliation against those that committed the crime.
Yep.
And what was the first 20% about?
It was about him condemning the, you know, condemning the actual act, but not calling them who they really were.
That's right. Of course not. Because they don't want you to realize who your enemy really is, friends, and what you don't realize is they're in the White House.
Yep. They just pulled another job. We're doing damage control here so that nobody reacts
totally.
So we can pull another job after this.
And just keep in mind, this is the state-run media doing it, that the state-run media was hoping after the Boston Marathon bomber, again, allegedly, you need to keep in mind that they were hoping, said the state-run media, that it was going to be a white man. You need to keep in mind they were hoping that it was going to be a white man, an American, because they wanted to call it domestic terrorism. Just forget about the fact that this individual is being funded by your government. See, friends, this is how stupefied the American people have become.
Protected.
And because, and the reason I say that is the fruit is on the tree. They're still in power, and they have no business being there whatsoever. But again, this is why the American people are armed in such a fashion to defend themselves against tyranny if need be.
That's right.
And it's getting pretty serious mm-hmm. because they're insulting the intelligence of the American people on a daily basis. And I believe that the American people are only fuming more and more. It's really a dangerous place to be when you continuously point your finger at 312 million people when you're in a circle of 545. It becomes dangerous. But don't forget about Russia and China, who helped this administration along in its way and in its unlawful manner. And don't get caught up, folks, neither into the fact that Pravda, a Russian outlet, keeps telling the American people what they should be doing. Don't be that stupid. Remember what China said? We're strongest when we're quietest. Of course, you hearing about China? You hearing about Russia? Well, apparently, if you were, I don't know, walking around with your eyes closed back in the 90s, the whole impeachment that was laid against Bill Clinton's administration, which, by the way, this administration is the Clinton administration for the most part.
Okay.
But he was going to be impeached, not for Monica Lewinsky, but he was going to be impeached for Chinagate, giving military secrets away to the Chinese. So don't forget about that. And don't forget about Barack Hussein Obama telling the Russian ambassador or spokesperson that, listen, we'll pull down more of our defenses during my next term. And this is before he was reelected. Who told him he was going to be reelected? Because he ain't got the numbers and he ain't got the support. So, America, if you want to continue to be stupefied and play stupid, you can do that. But I don't believe that that's the case. I just don't believe that that's the case. And for your sake, you don't believe that that's the case. This is criminal, is what it is. Folks, you have favor in scope. You have favor and scope, and they don't want you to know that the numbers are on your side. Now, just make sure God's on your side as well, okay? That's the most important part. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're supposed to get rid of all those old ones, right? That's why we got new ones. We got four new ones. Let's try a different one. We'll just act like we didn't play that. Friends, we're just going to... Wow.
Seems like you need a cough drop.
These guys literally... Okay, you know what's interesting about this is when you listen to that kind of music, those drummers are bad. I mean, they are extraordinary drummers. You want to talk about stamina? Those guys are blow away. And so are the guitar players and so are the bass players. Why do they give that talent over to these singers who sound like they're barfing all day long? Literally. That's exactly what it sounds like. Friends, again, what we have been talking about here is... You know, I mean, we're in real times. This is not surreal. This is very real. It's what's going on in your country is very tangible. No question about it. Listen to what Saul Alinsky, Obama's master, and by the way, Hillary's master, said. He said, true revolutionaries don't flaunt their radicalism.
That's right.
They put on suits and infiltrate the system from within. Let me say it again. True revolutionaries don't flaunt their radicalism. They put on suits and infiltrate the system from within. Saul Alinsky. You know, what a devil. Cunning craftiness.
If you think about it, okay, who's more radical? A Newt Gingrich, a Paul Ryan, or a President Obama, or an Eric Holder?
They're all, to me, if they don't know how to tell the truth.
Yeah, that's what makes
you know, when they stand against the blood that has been shed for the freedoms of the American people, that's radical.
Yeah.
And those people that look at the price paid, you better get radical. And your radicalism is out of gratitude. Theirs is out of hatefulness. So there's a big difference, and that distinction should be made clear with the American people. We fight because we see what men did for us, namely Jesus Christ in the spirit and in the natural. And I love that analogy. Listen to this carefully, friends. It says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." You know what's interesting about that? Speaking of Barack Hussein Obama, how many times is this? He has no shame. Mm-hmm. He has a whore's forehead. And that is in Scripture, friends. He's not sorry. He's not ashamed for what he does. He does it openly and blatantly. Let's go back to the beginning of the radio show. To call a man, what, 6'7", an Anakim?
He's huge.
To call this pro basketball player and congratulate him for coming out of the closet? Do these people, do they not realize that they are being used?
Yeah.
They're going to find out.
Well, I think it,
they
to,
are going
to
find
to me,
out.
I mean, literally, if you even look at the way that that all happened, this is everything this president has done in support of the GLBT agenda, it has been completely scripted. I mean, how much more scripted could you get? Okay, this is the day that you're going to go out now, and you're going to come out to the world and tell everybody that you're a sexually perverted human being that plays basketball. And then about 10, 20 minutes after that, then the president's going to give you a call and congratulate you on that. And then the mainstream media is all going to dive in and
bonus.
Get the story.
Yeah.
And then the story goes.
Sell your soul, and we'll give you a little bonus. Yeah. They don't realize that. They think they can just go to the modern gospel and ask for forgiveness, and everything's going to be okay. Again, not understanding true grace. A friend of ours said this the other day, and it was a great quote. He said, "He who throws rocks against heaven is soon to find out how gravity really works."
That's right. Throw them straight up.
Listen to me, boys. He who throws rocks against heaven will soon find out how gravity works. That's true. It's so true, you can just turn around and look at history, friends. His story has meaning. And his story is factual. Amen. He who throws rocks against heaven is soon to find out how gravity works. That's right, because Scripture tells us that all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. If a sparrow will not fall to the ground without your heavenly Father seeing that sparrow, and he knows the numbers of the hairs on your head, do you think for 1 minute a man's going to commit a crime towards heaven and not reap the consequence of violating God's spiritual law, which is continuously perpetual in the Spirit? It's always at work.
He created law. He created nature. He created the paradigm that we are all operating on right now. It gets me to that the Alinsky quote where he talks about true radicals put on suits. And you know this, and we know this, and I know working with people. The real deal activists that are pushing these un-American values, trying to take away your freedom of speech, trying to destroy the liberties that are in America right now. The one world order monkeys. These guys are the guys with the suits. They're like the damage control. Here's the problem.
You got some idiots like the pedophile Henry Kissinger, dude. He'll just tell on himself all the time.
Yes, that's the point that I'm getting at, is that these people, they're so lawless and so criminal, it's only a matter of time before they expose what they're really up to. Here's what you got when you walk in truth and you walk in the light. You got nothing to hide. Everything you do day after day after day can be revealed. And the problem is with this agenda, and you covered it in the Homosexual Manifesto. We posted the video yesterday. Watch it. Just watch what comes out of these people. They can't help themselves. They're so possessed by sin that that's what's going to come out. And then you just follow the crime path. But if you continue to listen to these people that wear suit and ties, that seem to be more of the moderate, oh, it's not all like that. Yes, it is. The end of sin is death. There's not a little bit of sin that's going to incrementally, you can allow a little bit all the time. It'll incrementally continue to grow and grow and grow until you become, as the innocent in your society, for not dealing with that, and because of that you're actually guilty, you become the victim to their crimes and their perversions.
Yes.
The suit can't, you can't allow the suit to throw you off in this setting. There was a.
What? Because I wear a suit, Jake, I can commit the crime and no one's going to suspect.
That's,
I mean, that's
like
looking at a cop.
Yeah.
That's a criminal. There's no worse man,
or somebody in Congress,
or someone in the church that claims that they're Christian and
pastor.
They live like the devil in private.
Right. Who's going to be, I mean, if you think about that, who would the devil rather use? Would the devil rather use some strung-out crackhead on the streets that, you know, doesn't know how to shave and all this? No, he wants to
He's already
to
got
use,
him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That guy's just going to continue to carry on what's already in his heart. But he wants to use a guy that's got a suit and tie that's sitting in office. Maybe he wants to use a Paul Ryan that will come out and say, hey, sexual perversion, that's okay in my book. You know, I'm sitting here whining, complaining about how this government is so perverse that they spend on meaningless, senseless things. But yet I'm not going to see the obvious screaming in my face perversion that's happening because of the immorality and not realize
and
it's a byproduct.
And the immorality is the base. That's exactly
it's
right.
It's a byproduct. This, the finances that you're screwing around with are going to go nowhere for you until you deal with the byproduct. And the biggest thing here in America is this is America's sin manifesting itself.
Yeah.
This is a spiritual deal.
Listen to what Rules for Radicals, again, Saul Alinsky. I love this because this shows their stupidity and their own downfall. Make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. You can kill them with this, for they can no more obey their own rules than the Christian church can live up to the Christianity. Really? Man, they forgot to read the book of Psalms. And you know what? And if that was true, thank God for grace. But to the Christian, well, you know.
It is true, until grace.
That's exactly right. Because we're all sold under sin. That's all are, but we're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves, Ephesians 2:8. But I wanted to say this. Because of these idiots that really believe this. You know what's interesting is they coincide with the belief of the Christian too. Because the Bible says the devils believe and tremble as well. Well, why do they always refer back to Christianity?
Right.
Isn't that interesting, friends? Satan always what? Wars against God, always counterfeits, always mocks. But listen to me. Taking it to the guy with the suit on. Let's take it to the church as well. Let's bring the correlation. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Same thing with the ministers in governments. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. And Jesus said, you judge them by their fruits. You know, and when you go back to any dictator, Hitler did the same exact thing. He played up to the righteous. Mussolini played up to the righteous. Why did they do that? Because they wanted to deceive the people into believing that they were accepted by the church who should have knew better. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at today.
Should have been the ones calling them out on a consistent basis. And then you see in a society that has pulled away from the Lord, stopped obeying his commandments, stopped walking, not in hypocrisy, but in truth. When you pull away from that, there goes all of your strength. I mean, it's no different than Samson losing his hair. He's got no more strength. He's still Samson.
That rocker dude.
He still talks like Samson. He still is the same build as Samson, but he lost the spirit. Mm-hmm. And because of that, he couldn't bear any more fruit in the righteousness that God called him to establish.
Yeah, Heather just threw up a quote for me, friends, from Rules for Radical Saul Alinsky, Obama's master. Literally, Obama's master. Do your homework, friends. He said, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. I mean, that's a real sick mind. Hey, pull up Polvock from Southern Poverty Law Center.
If it's
just to show you the mind of those that are warring against your country right now, friends. And again, keep in mind the littleness of their crimes, but how big their crimes are if you believe in their crimes. They need to be. Hey, folks, as the mob says, you need to snuff out the crime. We need to snuff out the crime. It was Bugsy Siegel that said back in the 30s, we don't have to worry about anybody but our own. Mm-hmm. You know, these people will willfully snuff out their own. But back to the fact that they'll actually say stuff like this. Listen to the guy from Mark Potok, Southern Poverty Law Center. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Yeah. That's what you're dealing with today, friends. And we're just faithful preachers to let you know. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio.com and or Bradley Dean. Talk to you.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom. mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.